from KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Joshua Johnson. Living as an artist in San Francisco is pretty tough these days, especially with landlords converting old lofts into high-end apartments and condos. But at least there is steady paid work for dozens of people teaching theater, dance, and visual arts at 24 public schools in town. Let's meet one young artist working for the San Francisco Arts Education Project. It's part of our ongoing KQED Arts series on how culture creates community. KQED's Cy Musiker has our profile.
When I say change, change one knee. Ready? Change.
Natalie Green is leading 20 or so sixth graders in a musical theater class at Claire Lilienthal, a K to 8th grade public school in San Francisco.
When I say change, change something about your back or your spine. Ready? Change.
The class could just be a good way for these kids to burn off excess energy. But Green makes this movement exercise into a pretty advanced lesson.
Nice job, you guys. When we do something like that, and you don't know what I'm going to ask you to do, you're making it up as we go along. What is it called?
Improv.
Yeah, that's a short.
And Green and the kids improvise a story and dance about a confused raccoon frightened by a trash can.
But then he
realized.
We're not dumbing down the information.
Green has worked at Claire Lilienthal for more than a decade. She's an artist in residence for the nonprofit San Francisco Arts Education Project.
When it's artist-centered teaching, student-centered learning, it brings a real integrity to the artwork that the kids are making and an authenticity to the information that they're receiving.
That sums up one of the guiding principles of SF Arts Ed's founder, the late sculptor and arts advocate Ruth Asawa.
There's a wonderful quote by her that says, if a non-artist teaches art, it's non-art.
SF Arts Ed's artistic director, Emily Keeler, worked closely with Asawa for almost 30 years. She and others Asawa mentored talk about the late artist as though she were still guiding their work, reminding them that the arts are essential for all human beings.
It's clear to a lot of educators that it's part of the education of the whole person. Being able to recognize notes, being able to hold a paintbrush, being able to stand in front of your peers and speak and not feel frightened.
SF Arts Ed is there for the kids, of course, but the group also serves another of Asawa's ideals. It supports artists in a city increasingly hostile to anyone with a limited income.
Awesome. And now the hula hoop is around.
On a recent Sunday morning, Natalie Green joined six other members of the theater troupe Mugwumpin for a workshop. Green can afford to be an intermittently paid member of this avant-garde company. She can even afford to volunteer as a dance teacher at San Quentin because she's decently paid as an adjunct professor at the University of San Francisco and by SF Arts Ed. And SF Arts Ed also connects Green to a community of more experienced artists.
It meant a lot more than just making a living. It really meant learning and growing as an artist, as well as teaching and developing myself as an educator.
I-C-I-T. Nose is in the air. Girls, move!
One of Green's teaching mentors is SF Arts Ed veteran theater director Danny Duncan. Every year, he chooses a musical from the golden age of Broadway for SF Arts Ed students to perform. And this year, it's Little Abner from 1956, based on the old Al Capp comic strip.
One be a race of busy bees in happy honeycombs, with automaton couples, mechanical.
Sixth grader Tosh Harris-Santiago plays Marion Sam.
I just love working with the directors. Like, the directors are wonderful. I just love learning more about musical theater and acting, singing, dancing. And yeah, it's just a blast.
And sixth grader Libby Bass is just the right size and temperament to play the small but fierce Mammy Yoakum.
It's a great experience because we learn how professionals do it, and they teach us how to read notes, how a choreographer works, and you learn how it is to be an actress or an actor.
Natalie Green choreographed Little Abner, and she thinks even long-forgotten shows like this one have something to teach the kids.
Some of these musicals are like time capsules where they're learning about a completely different culture, but a culture from the country that they live in. Through this production, they might learn more about how their grandparents grew up, or they might learn more about a different region in the country that they've never been to.
So the San Francisco Arts Education Project is still working, as one of Ruth Asawa's former colleagues said she intended. Quote, she used art to build community, to bring people together. I'm Cy Musiker, KQED News.
The San Francisco Arts Education Project's production of Lil Abner opens tomorrow at the Eureka Theater. It continues through March 2nd. I'm Joshua Johnson. You'll find this and other stories from our series about culture and community online at kqed.org/arts.
Funding for KQED Arts is provided by the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation and the members of KQED.